this podcast, we're all about expressing ourselves, understanding who we are, and redefining our identity beyond the superficial labels assigned to us at birth. However, today we are going to be doing something a little different. Some could even say contradictory.
Ooh.
Because we are in season 3. I keep reminding myself every episode because I just cannot believe it. So, in season 3, we said we are stepping outside the box. And we are. And we are discovering new versions of who we are. How does that sound?
That sounds amazing. I'm really excited.
Well, I've certainly seen a new side to you. So, yeah.
Excuse me. Who was that?
I let him in the chat.
Surprise.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Hello.
What the hell is Rob doing here?
He's
not a technician. He's no longer my boyfriend, and he's a catfish, and he's a traitor.
No,
he's a cheater.
He's not. Listen, let me just.
Why do we have this energy in the room right now?
Let me smooth this over, okay? So, Rob's
here. Why did I bother coming back, honestly?
Exactly. Why did you? Why are you here?
He's my drug sponsor. He's also my life coach, and he's kind of like my support, you know, emotional support. It'd be like, you know, when you bring your emotional support dog with you. That's basically Rob to me.
Yeah.
So he's with you?
Yes, I let him in the chat.
What? Dave, you have to keep him out or you can't be in this episode.
Why? Tell me why. Because you're jealous of Rob. Because you're upset that he left you.
No. I have better options.
He's my emotional support dog. I need him.
No, you don't.
Yes, he does.
Look, if you kick him out, I'm going to get HR to fucking sue you because you're fucking going against Mental Health Act of 1922. Whatever it is, I don't know.
What?
Because he's my emotional support. He's here to stop me from doing drugs, stop me prank calling, stop me giving in to you and all your demands. He is here to help me. You know what they say? No dogs allowed unless it's an emotional support dog, which is what he is.
Yeah, I am here to better him and make him a good devil. And I'm doing really well.
Exactly.
I've stopped him drinking and I've got him sober from doing the scams.
And if you can't handle that, well, you can just piss off.
You should be proud of me. Look, Sue man, this is what you could have had. I could have improved your life.
He could have made you better.
I could have made you happy.
Made you something special.
He just made Angelina go away.
Well, you know, she probably is going to, I don't know, she's probably going to write a letter about how much she hates you.
Right. Fine. He can be there as your support worker or whatever bullshit going on between you both. But I don't want to hear a single word from Rob.
Well, he might chip in every now and then if he just needs to keep me on the straight and narrow if I say something I shouldn't, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I can't believe I'm putting up with this. And you know you can't blackmail me, HR, because I am technically my own HR.
So to complain about you, we have to complain about you.
There's no one but God. So you'll have to die.
Well, then we'll call God up and we'll see what he has to say about it, Sue man. Hey?
Yeah, I'll do a little prayer for him and tell him to smite all his thunder down on you.
Say a little prayer for you.
Okay. So I was saying, when I started this podcast, things were really going well between all of us. Never mind. Let's not get in there. But
yes.
There was another thing. I was very against this idea of defining ourselves through job titles, where we live, what we do, our names. But recently, there had been a light bulb moment during an interview where I introduced myself through my job. And for the first time, I saw it more than just a label, which got me thinking. So today we're exploring what titles actually can teach us something about ourselves and that we can use in our everyday life to express ourselves, which is also familiar to other people. So when we say our name, our job, you know, all of these things are very familiar.
Yes.
Things like where you're from and your culture could also help the other person get to learn
what
about you.
What is your title?
Well, obviously I am Miss IWS because I'm single.
No, you're a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
That's your title.
No, it's not. Who gave me that title?
Ripping men's hearts out one by one.
Good. They deserve it. It's about time.
You've become a bit of an animal, haven't you?
She answers savage.
She used to be so nice and so friendly.
Well, it's got me nowhere.
Right, so you're becoming like a queen bee boss bitch kind of vibe.
Yes. Yes.
Well, click, click, darling. You go get it.
That's what you wanted all that time, Dave.
To be fair, I did. I can't
Very
complain.
Assertive. Good. You're like a battle axe.
I know what I want now, and I don't want you.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Kitty's got claws.
This is some rich character development here.
I
You've
know.
You've actually gone on an arc.
Where's Angelina gone? Is she upset with me?
I think she was like, fuck this.
Let's just pray for Angelina to come back, because I don't want
I'm
to lose
not
an
praying.
Angel.
You mad. Deaf to all angels.
Well, Dave. No, Dave, no. Remember what we talked about?
What?
Openness.
Yeah, so I'm open. I'm wide open. Open like
I'm
your
sorry,
mother.
Something happened with my laptop. I think I'll have to buy a new one.
Okay. Anyways, I'm glad that you're back. We were talking about titles and labels and how they're assigned to us at birth. And I was against this idea of defining ourselves using our name, job title, all of this. But recently I had this light bulb moment during an interview and I thought, oh my God, yes, I could actually define myself through the work that I do. Mm. Like artistic expression is something that I have used to express who I am.
Okay.
So why not use the labels sensibly and to our advantage? We're given them. We have them all over ourselves in some way. And I also heard like certain names say something about certain people.
Hmm.
My name means precious.
Aww, you
Fuck
are
off.
Precious. Hey, oi, that's not nice.
You lost something precious.
Mm-hmm. Pigeon poo.
No.
Oh my God.
Me.
Oh, come on, children. Don't fight.
I know, they're like absolutely squabbling kids, aren't they?
Yes, Dave, you and me are like parents at the moment.
Honestly, maybe we should start dating and have some children.
Oh no, I don't want to give birth to mongrels. No, thank you.
Oh my God, I'm being so friendly today and everyone's being so mean.
I know.
Mongrels.
All the days.
I'm just being honest.
I think you should go to jail for racist remarks, Angela.
I'm not racist.
God.
Shame on you. Racism is something I'm against.
You're devilist, then. I don't know, but you don't like devils, do you?
Well, it's not that I don't like them. I just don't think they're pure creatures.
So I was saying before we went off topic again that I use my work to talk about myself in everyday conversation, my name, etc. Just keep it straightforward and familiar. And that's where these labels can be quite helpful.
Well, let me ask you, how does your creativity, the things you do, define you as a person? I'm very interested. Well, Suman is a very creative person. I mean, she's very talented.
No.
Yes, she is.
She's great at finding ways to break people's hearts.
Yeah, it's very talented at that. Very creative at that.
It's about time women do it to men.
Women have been breaking men's hearts for years.
Good.
Look at Queen of Sheba, Cleopatra. That woman from that play, Romeo and Juliet.
Well, to be fair,
I don't think that was breaking the heart. I think just, like, You men.
Go on.
Go on.
You like.
Stay it.
Yeah.
To control us.
No.
There is some truth.
So, and strong, independent women who's using her intuition.
No.
Is very inconvenient to you because she cannot be used as a puppet.
Women like to be controlled. They crave it.
That's not true.
They like to be led, not controlled. There's a difference.
Okay, led, controlled, led.
Led by men who have a vision.
I think you've been brainwashed. You're chatting shit.
Rob, language. Don't be like Dave.
Exactly, it was so abusive to me. You know, I've just come through this. Sorry.
Oh, so much.
Don't
you
know? That's what women do. Women cry.
Crocodile tears. You know what you've done to me. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You know what you've done to me.
What did I do? Go on.
You called me the B word. FB word.
Yes.
What a fucking bitch.
No fat blob.
Strike number three.
No, I was just saying what she was saying. I was just repeating it.
Yeah, well, you are inside her head, Dave. So it does make sense.
Exactly.
Okay.
A fat blob. Is that why you've been losing weight?
Yes. That's why I was like, I'm going to take revenge. I'm going to become super, super anorexic.
No, Suman, that's
no,
the worst
that
thing
comment,
to do.
That comment was actually aimed at my massive pigeon.
You see, what? That pigeon's called Sue Man.
Oh, no? So this was all a misunderstanding?
All yes.
Oh, the plot thickens.
But I'll have you know, I'm not getting back with you. I can't go
it's
through.
It's fine, I've moved on. I've found Bob.
It's fine. What? You've moved on already? Oh, we're quick.
Well, I was already talking to... no, it's fine.
Oh, my God. She was cheating on you, Rob.
No, man. What I meant was, I already knew Bob. We were friends.
Wow.
Dave, and what then, have you done? Dave, you brought chaos again. Oh, my goodness.
Look, it's always the friend. The friend who's just a friend, who I just know as a friend. You're always sucking him off or something, you know.
You were having an affair.
Just as a friend. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh,
yes,
so
there is.
He was just really funny. I liked his jokes.
So, man, you should be better than that. That's considered cheating.
It's considered it, but is it actually? That's what Dave said.
Yeah. It is.
But imagine if Rob... Yeah, but imagine if Rob did the same to you. You wouldn't like it, would you?
But he has got no other options. He can't...
This revelation has made me realise that you can't have your heart broken twice.
Oh, my goodness, Sue Man. You absolute witch.
Sue Man, I'm really disappointed with you.
This is becoming more about me and Rob and less about what we should be talking.
No, it's about your character and how you've slipped into this evil persona where you're trying to break men's hearts because one called you a fat blob. Do you know in some cultures, being called a fat blob is a compliment?
Yes, I agree with Dave. I mean, in the past, women... who, were very, how can I say?
Fat bitches.
No,
some
no,
people really
not
like them.
Fat, who were well fed, were considered they were very desirable.
Exactly. I mean, I still desire them now, but you know what, Sue Man, you're not a fat blob. You're an ignorant little munchkin.
I can't cope with this. I'm going.
Rob, no. Oh, Rob, I'm so sorry.
Look what you've done. You terrible, terrible.
You are not it's about being... time that he experiences the heartache that I did. I used to cry myself to sleep, you know?
I will tonight.
So, man, I know you were hurt by Rob. I really do feel for you.
More than once.
I understand, but you cannot...
Then catfished again?
Oh, shut up. You tell her.
But you can't hurt... You know, hurt people, hurt others, but you have to be better than that. So when you're not being yourself today.
Okay, let's get back on track. Hopefully this will keep me in good shape.
Yeah, you know what? Let's all calm down, have a nice cup of tea, and let's talk about something productive, like creativity and how it defines us as
yes.
people.
Yes, you asked me that question. Sorry, we got distracted.
No, it's all right.
I'm not listening to Sue Man go on about herself anymore. She's not said sorry to me. She's upset me again. I'm going.
You're awful.
Okay, never mind. From an early age, stories taught me to imagine big and explore other worlds beyond my own experience. One second. Oh, I'm a rope.
See, she's so creative.
You're right.
Okay. So, stories taught me to imagine big and explore the world beyond my own experience. It was a way for me to rationalize my thoughts and understand my feelings. And stories don't just entertain, obviously, they help us connect with others, offering insights into life experiences. We can relate to each other, learn new perspectives, understand the complexities of life, all just by watching a film, which creates a sense of belonging in one way, because you identify parts of you in those characters. You feel like, yeah, I feel seen, I feel heard. I've felt this, I've gone through this. So growing up, often found myself outside the mainstream narrative because there weren't many characters that looked like me or spoke like me. So in a way, my work has really helped me understand life in new and different ways. And I feel like I can do that for other people.
I'm growing and I'm found myself and I know what to do now. Bullshit. This is a standard waffle. This is Cosmo. This is Vogue. This is all that sort of shit. Every woman has to find herself while men just go, I'm fucking doing it.
I believe I deserve some praise, as I am someone who's willing to accept change and reconsider things.
No.
I once felt really strongly about not defining yourself through labels, and, you know, that's why I started this podcast. But I wouldn't feel embarrassed to say I feel different about this, because that just means that I'm evolving, right?
Oh, she's going into menopause.
No.
Oh, I thought that's what you meant.
She's still a spring chicken.
Yes.
Well, maybe a summer chicken.
Just turned 30.
How have you found it?
Same old.
It's not no different, is it really?
Mm.
The good thing is, the better you look, the better you are, in the sense of, if you're 29 and attractive, there's fucking loads of people in their 20s who are attractive.
Oh,
if
yeah, you're in
your 30s and attractive, that makes you even more attractive, because there's loads of uggos in their 30s.
Yeah.
Well, I think you get to know yourself better when you're 30. I think 20s are a time to explore yourself and who you are. When you're 30, you're more or less, you know a lot about yourself.
I mean, when you're 30, you're like, look, I'm here. What's the worst that can happen that hasn't happened?
I've got, at best, 15 years left. I might as well enjoy them.
This is not the Middle Ages. We're in the 21st century.
Sorry, 50 years left.
Anyways, back to my point. What do you guys think about defining yourselves through labels and titles? Like, obviously, to a degree, I'm not saying, you know, box yourself in, but don't you think sometimes they can be helpful?
No.
In human society, labels have been the main thing throughout centuries. I mean,
exactly.
People treated you differently. How you dress, you know, do you wear designer labels? Which university you went to. So,
also,
yeah.
What's in a name or a title? I mean, you're defined by how you behave. If you say, I'm a fucking chief executive, but you're a bitch, you're not going to be perceived as being powerful. Power comes from within. And that's why, even though I'm a junior devil, I get treated like I'm a senior devil.
Are you sure?
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, you look deeper into the titles. You look at some of the choices you have made, you know, say career choices, or if you move to a different town, like I've relocated, that says something about me. So I'm trying to look at titles and labels in a positive way, because we can't remove them and we have to live with them. So how do we live with them in a way that serves us?
Well, it's not about using them to serve yourself, is it? I mean, I think that's quite a weak-minded stance to take.
No.
Titles don't define you. Perhaps they tell people something about you. But I mean, the fact that you've moved doesn't mean you're strong. It could mean anything. Maybe you were chased out of your town for being the town loser. I don't know, you know?
No, there was just like loads of bad rep.
Ah, I understand. Killed one too many cats, did you?
Oh, that's not true. Suman likes cats.
Yes, I do. I think it's just because, you know, I broke up with one of my other exes. And, oh, God, there's so many now.
Rob. Yep.
No, he was called Dodd.
Dodd, Rob, and Bob. You do like them simple and plain, don't you?
Yeah, they sound like Bob. Cartoon characters.
Yeah, because I love cartoons.
Well, I do too, but I'm not sure if I want to date them, you know?
Maybe the next one will be called Blob. Fat Blob.
Well, I hope Bob is it. I hope he's the one.
Well, we'll see. You'll probably get dashed to the curb in a week.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. I'm just trying to think outside the box and new ways and different ways of us expressing ourselves in season 3 that people can actually use in their everyday lives. So, you know, if somebody says, oh, this is what I do for a career, this is what my name, they can use some of its meaning or what it means for them and why they choose this career path to actually talk about themselves. So it's quite practical. And I think that's how I want people to see this, rather than being boxing. Just so I do producing doesn't mean that's the only thing I do. I also do. What else do I do well?
Say something.
What else do I do well? Oh, I cook really well.
I wanted to say, you're a very good cook.
Yeah.
Yeah, she cleans well. She can probably have...
Oh, I see where this is going.
No. It's not a gender thing.
Mm-hmm.
She just can cook and clean well. She probably can have babies well. I don't know, but I'm guessing.
Maybe she can fix the stove. Maybe she
can. Oh, I did. I fixed loads of things at our house. Because, well, Rob never touched anything.
That's good. There you go. You're in the kitchen. You're cooking. You're cleaning. You're fixing things in the kitchen. I think focus on that. Focus on that sort of lifestyle.
Maybe she can fix a car. You never know.
Well, maybe. She just sent her car for MOT, so probably not.
I am. Okay, cool. This is just a... So what we do towards the end of the episodes, we take questions from our anonymous listeners. And we answer them one by one.
Excellent.
So the first question I have is, somebody's asked, how do you battle the voices in your head? I don't. I've tried so long to shut these two and I can't. So that's why they're here. So I hear them out loud and it's out their system and it's out of my system. Once I've heard them and once they've said their piece, I'm at peace. So I think the kind of whole concept of like battling the voices in your head just doesn't work. You can't shut the voices in your head. They're going to be there. But just learn to hear them out.
I just give in to the voices. I do whatever they say.
No,
when they tell me to kill somebody, I do it.
Well, I think it's just being human, isn't it? We have this constant battle between good and evil.
Mm.
Yes, two wolves fighting. That's what you said, isn't it? The good wolf versus the bad wolf. And you see who wins. Well, I have two bad wolves.
Well, that's it. It's not a battle. Nobody wins. You have your perspective. Mm-hmm. Angelina has her perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes don't agree. Well, I always don't agree with your perspective, Dave. But I get it. It's a bit more tempting and it's a bit more juicy to do things that you're saying.
Yes.
Life is more interesting and I do have fun, but in the long run, it's not good for me. So sometimes, obviously, I do listen to you, but I shouldn't. And sometimes I shouldn't listen to Angelina. I'm sorry I have to say this, but I'm not perfect.
Exactly.
So sometimes I wanna do things to learn the hard way.
A little sprinkling of bad goes a long way.
So sometimes I might go against your advice, just to see what can happen. And I know bad things will happen, but I just want to see.
It's all right, Suman. I mean, humans are imperfect creatures. The only perfect creatures are angels, and that's why we're here to help.
So that leads me on to the next question. What do you not like about each other? And but it's not a big deal.
I know what Suman doesn't like about herself.
What?
Firstly, addiction to cake, of course, eating cake every day. Secondly, I do believe she sometimes struggles to separate the good from the bad. And also, she's got a pretty checkered dating past.
Oh.
A lot of wrong-uns.
But I broke up because of,
That's a small, minor detail. When you marry your man of your dreams, you'll look back on those as little pinpricks of insignificance within your life. And you'll thank me for helping you on this journey.
I didn't like that. Anyways, Angelina.
Oh, what do I like about you and what I don't like?
What do you think I don't like about myself? But it's actually not a big deal.
Well, I think, Suman, you can be very hard on yourself. I think you're quite a perfectionist. And I think if you fail at something or you think you're not good enough, I think sometimes your self-esteem can be very low. But that's because Dave
tries his hardest.
No, he calls you fat and all. No, eat that cake. Absolutely. But don't eat it every day. The next day you can eat a soup or a nice salad. Or then you can eat a sandwich. It has to be variety there.
Yes.
You can't eat too much healthy and you can't eat too much, sugary foods. I think balance is the most important thing in life.
Balance is everything.
Mm.
Okay, so what about you guys? Like, what do you think Angelina doesn't like about herself, but it's actually not a big deal?
I think she doesn't like that she's not very good at letting go and having fun and relaxing. She's always quite uptight. But at the end of the day, she's an angel. She's never going to be chill, is she?
Mm.
Obviously, I just say to have a fucking beer and relax, but she's too busy writing correspondence to Jesus. So, it is what it is.
Okay, your turn, Angelina.
Well, I think Dave, deep inside, is not as evil as he portrays to be. William Shakespeare once said, there's neither good nor evil, just thinking makes it so. So I think Dave sometimes acts that he is more evil than he actually is. Because, you know...
Fuck you.
Listen, I think he has to correspond with his boss, the big S-A-T-A-N. But I think that he enjoys life too. I think he sometimes will help an old lady cross the street.
No, you know what? I won't have this slander.
Or feed a homeless cat. No. Or give some change to the poor man who is living under the bridge.
If I see a poor man, I kick him in the belly.
No. Well, I didn't see that the other day. But
well,
you
I'm
know.
Going, fuck this. Talk about me being good. Fuck.
I got him.
Well... It was a brilliant note to end the podcast. I think he is. I think there's some good. I mean, he was an angel after. And yes, I have seen a bit of an improvement, but I think he kind of disguises it because he's scared of his big boss. So maybe he's trying to, you know, be very diplomatic and do what politicians are doing these days.
Oh, yes.
An honest, beautiful, powerful, trustworthy man. My name is Dave, which is probably from the Bible or something. So, you know, I think basically I'm essentially Jesus, but reborn.
No. No way.
Okay, this thing that I've just said does not apply to Dave. Right, Angelina, what
yes.
title do you think defines your sense of self?
Well, as you all know, I was born an angel, but in the angel world, you have to prove yourself as a good angel once you get sent to Earth with a special task. And my task in duty to God is to spread hope and happiness to all the people in the world and to show
boring.
That goodness...
Angelina technically means little angel, isn't it?
Well, yes.
The Lena meaning little, the Latin from La Budget or whatever. So Angelina would mean small angel. So basically, I don't even know if she's a fucking real angel. Probably just an angel light, trainee angel, intern.
Well, you know, you're not very far off from the truth, Dave. You see, there is a hierarchy in the angel world. So God is number one. Then you have archangels, seraphims.
Knew it.
Cherubs, they're the smallest ones. So I
fat bottoms.
Oh, yeah, they're little children. They're very sweet, and they can be mischievous.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm somewhere in the middle, so I can become a higher angel if I succeed in the role I was given by God.
Well, I mean, your task is to make Suman a better person. You're definitely going to fail. I mean, look how much I've corrupted her. She's been turned into some sort of witch who's content to, you know, damage men's lives and go for a string of dates.
I don't hate men. I just wish that they weren't there.
Oh, well, Dave, as you know, humans are very flawed creatures. It's normal that they get... They go astray sometimes, or they become corrupted by, you know, money, jewelry, makeup, nice fancy clothes. It's just part of their nature. My role is to just... get them on the right path. And I think I'm doing actually a good job.
Yes, you're succeeding, aren't you? Suman's so good.
Well, you haven't corrupted her completely, so you're failing at your task, if anything.
Yes, but she will be corrupted soon. Just wait and see what I've got in store for her. I'm going to get it now.
Oh, that sounded very... well.
No, I don't have anything really, but I will get something, and it will corrupt her.
Well, we'll see about that.
Till next time.